Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel?
Welcome to another Tuesday's edition of Kale's Corner. I'm your host, DMV Kale, my co-host, Lady T, standing beside me as usual. Can I say usually? It rhymes.
You can say whatever you want to say,
brother.
It's all up to you.
What's up, Cook? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling amazing.
Well, that's what's up. That's what's up. I just had to come in with that King James. I got it. Cause, girl, I'm telling you, man. You know, they say if you praise, it confuses the devil. So I'm trying to confuse the hell out of that Bama. You know what I'm talking about? Cause,
oh, yeah.
He been busy. That Bama been busy, you know. One thing I will say, everybody is talking about the same thing and pointing in the same direction as far as Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, and now they done drug up poor Tupac. I mean, let that man rest in peace. It's just crazy. It's just real crazy. And you know, the internet, you know, you never know what to believe about what. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's just wild to me the things that are being said, the rumors mm-hmm. that are going around. You know, it's just crazy. You know, I'm gonna open this show like we opened it last week. You know, send a prayer out for those Smiths, especially Will Smith. You know. It's just sad to see how that young man's career is just, you know, not just his career, but his manhood is just mm-hmm. being taken for a joke, you know. Everybody got
tested.
Something negative. Yeah, he's really being tested. But, hey, you know, they say if you lay down with dogs, you get fleas. So, you know.
Yeah.
And that's no punch on Jada. At all, but yeah, you know, and then, you know, I scroll a little more, and I'm seeing Stephen A. Smith. We have to really figure out a name for Stephen A. Smith. You know,
yeah.
But I'm seeing he is disgusted with Kyrie Irving, and I'm really starting to think Stephen A. Smith wants to be Kyrie Irving, you know?
Yeah.
I'm seriously, I think he seriously wants to be Kyrie Irving, because nothing no one does should make you that mad. You know what I mean?
Right.
Especially if they're not personally doing it to you. You know?
Yeah.
And it's just, to me, it's like, okay, Stephen A., you dislike this and you dislike that. You have a right to. But to come out saying you're disgusted and all this and that and the other, it's just wild to me. But, you know, that's a quick synopsis of the world we're living in now, y'all. So we're going to go on to the corner. Let's start. We're going to start here on Kale's Corner by congratulating the Kansas Jayhawks on winning their fourth NCAA championship in 50 years.
Yes.
And not just winning, but overcoming the biggest lead or deficit in NCAA history of 16 points. And, boy, I'm telling you, that was a game last night.
Yes, it was.
Trade talks around the Lakers again. Anthony Davis heats up three players that may be in position to facilitate the move. I'm going to go in there and let y'all know who these three players are. More disappointing news. And you know what? And I'm not even going to say that. I'm going to just say more news regarding Kyrie Irving. Let's just say he wasn't ready when Steve Nash called them into the game versus the Hawks the other night. Kyrie Irving wasn't ready to come into the game. And you all going to laugh when we go and find out exactly why he wasn't. Three teams Baker Mayfield should demand a trade to. Three teams. I'm going to let you all know who those three teams are. Draft time is approaching, y'all. April 26th. Mm-hmm. It'll be here. Last week we did the first round pick. Who is the best second round choice for your team? Who is the best second round choice for your team? All these topics and much more on today's episode of Kale's Corner. Lady T, anything you want to say before we get into this? Anything you want to say before we get into this?
I went to a funeral today, and, you know, my great uncle, so he was 96, I think. He was 96. So he lived a great life. So I'm having an amazing day. He had an amazing life. So I'm satisfied, and I'm quite sure at 96 he was satisfied as well. So I'm having an amazing day. So I'm
Did you hear this story or this argument or whatever you want to call it going around now about a family celebrating their family member's life in Club Blitz? And they had that deceased family member in the club you know, people are kind of in an uproar. How do you feel about that?
I told my kids, and this is a true story, okay? I told my kids, when I pass away, it was my life, so I don't want the traditional type, you know, church, everybody at the church sitting down, you know, I don't want that. That wasn't who I was. That wasn't who my spirit was. You know what I mean? So I loved it. I'm going to keep it all the way 100. I loved it.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to say I loved it, but I will say if that's what you want to do, do it.
Exactly.
But have a closed door memorial.
Event, I can go with that.
Yeah.
Invite only, you know, type thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Because nothing would freak me out more than to be in the
club. If he failed. But that's why they had him on a stage by himself. They couldn't, you know, nobody could reach him. He was secluded by himself on that one stage. His body.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about just being there, period. That would freak me all the way out.
All the way.
To come in here and see Treece up on the damn stage, girl. I'd be like, I wouldn't know whether to get out of there, whether to stay and pay tribute. It would be crazy to me.
Right.
Now, I wouldn't be offended. Wouldn't be offended at all because since we won, so right now in the living, anywhere I go, there you are. Anywhere you go, I hope I'm there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not like I'm not used to you being around, but once you exit the living, I don't know if I really want to party.
I can't party with you like that. I feel
you. And I'm not condemning those folks, but to each his own. You have your choice to do what you want to do, but I just thought that was crazy to me. Okay, all right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to jump dead into the Kansas victory last night in the NCAA.
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hit it. La 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 la.
Last night, Trees, was like a tale of two games for me.
Yeah.
You know, the first half, North Carolina looked like they could not be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
They looked like they were going to run away with that championship full steam ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was the second half. You know. Tale of two halves, y'all. I mean, when Kansas came out on that 13-0 run at the start of the third quarter, I said,
I text you.
I know. And I was just like, wow. Wow, I can't believe this. I mean, it looked like, for real, it looked like Kansas went in the locker room and put on North Carolina's uniform, and North Carolina put on Kansas' uniform from the first half. I mean, it was a tale of two halves. It was a tale of two halves if I ever seen it. What say you, Tree?
I say that. That's what I say. So North Carolina players, they were going so hard that they were hurting themselves. Like, all of the injuries that they was carrying was self-inflicted. Like, like Love. He was by himself. He running down. He by himself. He twisted his own ankle. Like right. Nobody was around him. When they showed it on the big screen, nobody was around him. So okay, so that's one. And then your big man. He come in the game hurt, right? Limping. He came in the game limping. He's trying to back the man down. The man pulled a chair from him. He twists his ankle again. He go down out the game. 38 seconds left in the game. Down by three.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then he go over there. He just couldn't make a shot to save his life. And he was open the whole time. I was like, well, I don't know what's going on. I thought I was watching the Bad News Bears.
All of a sudden, I'm with you.
I was watching the Bad News Bears. But Kel, right. I told you, I said, look, North Carolina might win. I said, but you got to watch Kansas. Kansas is sleeping. Nobody been talking about Kansas. Everybody been talking about Duke. Everybody been talking about North Carolina. You know, nobody was. And I said, Kansas. Watch Kansas. And look
right.
at them.
All right. Let's go to the phones. First up, my man Lou. What's happening, Lou?
Hey,
good evening. Good evening, both of you. And you were right. I mean, because that game, you know, that was a tale of two halves. You know, first you thought that maybe North Carolina was going to blow them out. They took a 13 or 15-point lead or whatever, and Kansas was just looking flat. I don't know what kind of pep talk that got in the locker room, but boy, whatever it was, it must have worked because they came out on fire in the second half and just took it from there. And North Carolina thought, like, what did we do wrong? What happened? We had the game in the bag, and then all of a sudden we just fell flat.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina is probably kicking themselves like, what did we do?
I'm going to tell you, Lou, you live by the three, you die by the three.
You die by the three, yep.
In that first half, Carolina was feeding the big man, and Manic was down in the on the block in the post, and them guys had it going on. That second half, everybody wanted now. I don't want to blame it all on Love, but he sure got real trigger happy coming the second half. He got real trigger happy, and they went completely away from the game that Hubert Davis had drawn up. Completely away.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take another call. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Ron.
What's up?
Why are you calling?
Happy Tuesday. Yeah.
Happy Tuesday, bro.
Oh, man, that game was big time yesterday. What y'all think?
Facts.
Oh, wow. I'm on the calm level today, but, McCormick, that dude big time. Like, down the post. What we was talking about last Tuesday. Near big man, you know what I'm saying, who you know what I'm saying, getting nasty down the post, and you had an outside shot. What I was most impressive with is the dude, Braun, who has 12 rebounds as a point guard with one offensive rebound. I was impressed. I'm impressed about that, too. And, you know, that's a recipe of winning. And somebody mentioned something, and they spied on, you know, why they come out in the second half and start, you know, shooting three-pointers. You have a 15-point lead. Your main objective is keep beating the man down post.
Yes. Just keep tooing them, killing them. As long as you get some points,
they did.
You gonna kill them. They can never catch up. Even if you go back and forth with them, they can never catch up.
It didn't help
having Black in foul trouble. That didn't help.
I was so glad that Kansas won. I was rooting for Kansas so hard. I was saying, come on, Kansas, y'all can do it. Y'all can do it. Like, in the first half, I was texting Kale. I was like, Kale, I don't know about these boys. I was like, I don't know. And then the third quarter, I texted Kale back. I said, I don't know. I take all that back.
I did pick Kansas, but it was blind. When I picked Kansas, when we were on air, I said Kansas, blindly, because I just knew that once Carolina beat Duke, I knew once North Carolina beat Duke, anybody else was going to be a struggle for them. Duke was the – you beat Duke twice in one season – that's your championship right there. That was North Carolina's championship right there. And I'm not even going to fake with you. In this later on in the second half, North Carolina started to look as if they had that, well, we beat Duke look going around the team, you know? So,
yeah.
Well, you ain't beat them.
What's up, Ted? Brother Kev.
Oh, hey,
Ted. Hey, what's happening? Good evening, everyone. How y'all doing?
What up, bro?
All right.
How you feel about that game?
I'm just joining late. North Carolina blew it. I mean,
you know what?
I don't have no horse. I didn't have no horse in that race. It didn't really matter to me.
Okay.
Especially, I didn't want Kenny Smith to be dancing all like he was last time. So, I'm not one of his particular fans, all like that. But like I said, I didn't really care. But I know he could have did something different, you know, as far as his technique, as far as trying to cram that ball into Bancroft when his ankle hurt, use him as a decoy, pass out of that. You know, right, make moves and all that stuff, and then Love trying to be a hero again. You know, come on, pass the ball, man. And then, like, you know, they just look, you know, maybe they gassed themselves out. But I can't say they gassed themselves out against Duke because they came out against against Kansas and took care of their business in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
They tired themselves out, ho-hum. I mean, come on, y'all. It's just no excuse, you know, because if anything, Kansas should have been tied wore out too, you know.
Yeah.
So,
especially
after y'all defeated like that.
Kansas jumped out to the lead. If y'all remember, they jumped out to eight-nothing lead.
You're right.
Yeah, but then North Carolina took over.
Yes, they did. Mm.
In the first half, that is.
Right. And then the buckets just had a hole at the bottom that they just could not find at all.
No.
Right.
You know, and Manning didn't show up. In the second half. It's like they not moving. It's like a lot of people standing still. They give it to Bancroft and try to let him do some maneuver, but his ankle hurting and he's twisting it more, trying to do more movement. But they just standing around, not cutting to the basket, not following no shots up, helping him rebound. I just seen him down there battling, you know, by his pretty much and Manning fading away. He tried to help a little on some occasions, but pretty much Bancroft was, man, he really impressed me that game. I got a new appreciation for that kid, you know.
Yeah, Bancroft.
Would you guys agree that maybe Hubert Davis rotation, he didn't utilize the team to its fullest potential? That, you know, when Manning showed you that he really wasn't there, why didn't Hubert Davis go away from him?
Bacot.
Okay, when Bacot didn't really show you that he can overcome the ankle injury. It just seems to me like it, and you know, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, because many of times before I've said about coaches when it comes to the NCAAs and even in the NBA, when it comes to the playoffs, they're just riding mm-hmm. with the same guys. They won't give mm-hmm. anyone else an opportunity. So,
right.
I mean, I don't know. Do we think Hubert Davis was wrong for continuing with the guys that he had on the floor, or should he use some of the other team?
I'm with you 100% on that, because it was too many people just standing around that could do something. Like, if you're going to use Baycott, we already know what he can do. You know what I mean? We already know what he can do. He's been there for a minute, so we know what he can do. He got us to this point. He's hurt now. Now it's time for somebody else to step in and, you know, help out, and then let him sit down, you know, at least rest the leg for a minute. He stand there and play the whole game.
Yeah.
I'm looking up and down the floor.
I'm looking at the status right now, right?
Uh-huh.
You got love. Field goal, 5 for 20. You made
See?
5 field goals out of 24. That's one. That's poor shooting itself. You got Baycott, 3 for 13. That's bad.
No,
Baycott
didn't hit nothing. Baycott was didn't shoot.
Well, his came at the free
nothing.
Throw line or something.
That's it. That's the only point. He had no field goals.
Well, it's a 3 for 13 right here. So basically, he scored 9 points from the field, 6 from the free throw line. You got the dude Davis, 0 for 5 for 3-point land. That's not good. That's not good. For winning recipe, and again, you got Love 1 for 8. I mean, they was beating themselves. The 3 points,
yeah.
1 for 8 from the 3-point line. I mean,
uh-huh.
you leaving three times 8. You leaving 24 points off the board right there, and y'all had a 15-point lead.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
what
I'm saying. But like you said, Ron, you had a 15-point lead. If you just constantly shoot twos, every now and then hit a three, or you know what I'm saying, or two, but just your focus, it would be 2 points. Hit the paint, get down in the paint. Like, build the lead up, because you stopping them half the time, and then they score half the time. So it's a 50-50 chance with them, but you know you can score. So why not take the easy route? Like, it didn't make sense to me. None of it added up for me.
And then everybody wanted to be a hero.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. Love definitely tried to be a hero and use your bench rotation, okay? And when Love twisted his ankle, you're not going to tell me you're not going to come. I understand you want to grit it out, but you wouldn't give me nothing really also neither, because you're trying to force it. So come on this bench for a minute. That's why I got a bench. Let me get somebody two-minute spiel, okay? And as far as Bangkok, they offensive all during the year, he's not the vocal point. He's not their vocal point. They had good guard, but they got – put it this way, they got good team overall play. But they was, like they say, they was force-feeding Bangkok. Because if you look at the game before he twisted his ankle, he didn't get that many touches like that inside, you know. And they might have gave it to him. He might have, you know, pick and roll or pick and pass out, you know, he in the free throw line or whatever, passing, down low, passing out, or he might make his move. But they force-fed him and made him work on that ankle instead of using that ankle as far as the defense, because they ain't had nobody big enough body, I guess, to handle Kansas center, because they didn't bring nobody else in. Another tall body for 6 for 5 fouls for me? Please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bench looked like the bench won two yesterday. Looked like the bench won two yesterday. Because one dude off the bench from North Carolina scored 11 points, Johnson scored 11 points, and combined total for the other people coming off the bench was 16 with Lightfoot and Martin.
And Remy Martin had some bad Remy.
The dude that came off the bench from North Carolina, he was 5-for-9. Why he ain't playing the game? He looked like he was ready to play.
He was more than ready. He got hit in the gut, and they put him down for about two minutes. But had he not went out them 2 minutes, I don't know, because he was all over the place.
Bump Johnson, that's Cam Johnson, the little brother from Phoenix.
Yeah,
that's his little brother, and he's the lefty. Thank you.
All right, John, let's take another call. All right, John, let's take another call. 57, what's up, Huckleberry?
Hey, Huckleberry.
What's up? What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Throughout the tournament, first of all, if you remember, I think I picked Kansas to win the whole thing when it first started. Kansas always had a good team, and they played great all the way. And North Carolina, to me, once they got into the ACC tournament, they start playing over their head, and they start gelling and playing good ball. Once they got to Kansas last night, though, they had been playing good, but they ran up against a good team. Bacot was hurt, and in the beginning, the first half, North Carolina was running their offense. They were running their offense the way they were supposed to, passing the ball inside and out. What Kansas did was they cut the inside, they cut everything out, and they made North Carolina have to force the force feed the ball into Bacot, and he's not that type of player. He's not the type of player that's going to score and give you and control the game like that and be your superstar. But the rest of the guys could not score at all, and then they started taking three pointers in the second half because they couldn't get inside. And Bacot and give McCormick credit and give self credit, because what they did in the second half, they put everything they could in the middle on Bacot. They beat him up on the inside, and he couldn't handle it on that bad leg. Hubert Davis, who's been a good coach, his inexperience showed in the second half because he could not get his guys out of trouble. When Kansas stepped up from the, he could not come up with anything else. He did not substitute, and then the players that he had been relying on, the players he had been relying on did not come through last night, but they ran up against a good team, but I think they still would have had a better
Only
chance
Johnson.
If they had continued to stay their roster. Excuse me?
Only on Stephon Johnson, he had 11 points off the bench. That's the only one that did some with North Carolina.
But the way he got his 11 points, you got to look at the way he got those points. They won't know, like, he got those points in a rhythm. He got those points on desperation shots. He didn't really.
Five for nine.
But he didn't get them in a rhythm. North Carolina had been playing in a rhythm. And they didn't have that in the second half.
Maybe they should have put him in.
I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying, 57, because it was like he didn't get his shot in a rhythm, and I'm not even going to fake y'all. It seemed like when he got punched in the stomach or elbowed in the stomach, I was like, damn, is that a part of the game play? You know?
Did that on purpose?
You know, anybody that comes out and look like they gonna be trouble, this is what we gonna do to them. And I'm not saying Kansas did that. I'm not saying they did that at all. But I'm saying saying is the appearance of that type of foul play came to mind with me when we saw that boy on the ground throwing up. The thing about it for real, we never saw a replay. They show on everything.
Listen,
but they did not.
I was waiting for that too.
Replay.
Okay.
Man.
I was waiting on that too.
And if you paid attention,
something happened to that guy.
They had McCormick just kept putting elbows in Bacot's face all night long.
That's what I was
going to
say.
All night long, the refs weren't calling it.
That's what I'm finna say. Bangkok was going against them double team. They was double teaming him, put like you say, putting elbows all in his face. They wouldn't call it no calls, but as soon as he touched McCormick on some bull crap, you know, and they just called fouls. I'm like, come on, man, the dude is struggling. About he's trying on a gimp leg, and you call this crazy little touch fouls on him, and they beat him
they
up.
They couldn't beat him.
So
I don't know.
If they was biased for them or what, you know, but.
Another thing that got me was all the calls with no shot on the floor, all the fouls that they called on the floor fouls on. And I was like, hold on, dude was going up for the shot. He was going to the basket. How is that?
Let's never forget that the officials are having an NCAA tournament, too.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't understand how
they try to fill their bracket.
Exactly.
Hey, I don't understand how a team with the most offensive rebound lose the game. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Those offensive rebounds do not win a game for you alone. You can get a lot of offensive rebounds, but that might be because you're missing a lot, and that's why you're getting a lot of offensive rebounds.
Right. Yeah, Bangkok was balanced.
If that be the case,
and the putback might not be a putback. It might go to the other team.
Yep.
But if that be the case, every team that Dennis Rodman played on would have won. If that was the case, if it was just about rebound, because Dennis Rodman was a rebounder.
Abby in the lead.
Well, bottom line, you got to put in the hole. You got to put that ball in the hole. And they was getting second chance. Because, like I say, I got a different appreciation for that Bangkok cat. He was balanced. He was a warrior, man. You know what I mean? And he twisted his ankle.
Oh, he was definitely a beast.
And battled. And he was trying to put back shots, but he didn't have no lift. And then everybody else wasn't helping them go to the boards. They just looking. Like, man, goddamn, somebody crash on the other side for him, man. Please, help him out. You might get a loose ball.
I think Sis might have said it earlier. In the last 5 minutes of the game, that's crunch time. The last 5 minutes of the game for anybody is crunch time. And when crunch time came, North Carolina wasn't their coach. Now, I'm not saying they didn't have the manpower to do it, but I think a first-year coach, Hubert Davis, he was so jacked up. Even before the game started, he was jacked up. When they interviewed him at halftime, he was more jacked up than that. As a coach, it's cool to be excited, but you got to be calm a little bit because you got to keep your players calm. Yes, right. And the attitude he had when he talked to her, if he took that into the locker room right there, he didn't go in there with a calm voice to calm his guys down and get them ready for the second half and come up with a good plan. And that's what he didn't have a one for the second half. When he got hit in the mouth, he didn't have an answer.
I was just going to say that. As soon as he got punched in the mouth, you know what I'm saying, he hit, I'm in a fight. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a dog fight.
Didn't have an answer.
Pull it out. Is in the trenches. So, like you say, I think he got experiences, got overwhelmed. And then I was going to say, as far as you say, they get one in the locker room so hyped, they exhaust all the energy in the locker room jumping up and down, you know? So, I don't know, man. But
and at the end, who's going to help Bangkok out if he's down? Because obviously nobody wasn't stopping McCormick. Because McCormick was getting his. And obviously the dude, what's his name, the other dude that come in for him, Brady, whoever's Manac, is the Manac or whatever. Manac, that's his name. He couldn't really do nothing with McCormick down the post.
Leaky Black had a bad game. He didn't play good. And Davis So you're right, Ron.
I was saying that 257. Where was Leaky Black at, you know? He didn't show up. He looked like he was just dumbfounded, like he was just scared.
I was watching the game with my brother, and he kept saying, "Where's Leaky Black? Where's Leaky Black?" Because he was moving to North Carolina. He kept saying, "Where's Leaky Black? Where's Leaky Black?" I'm like, he on the court, but he ain't doing nothing.
Exactly. Thank you. They showed one picture of him, he looked kind of scared.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I really don't remember Nikki Black's name called at all last night. I really can't.
4 or 5. That's all.
I was going to say it's about some couple of fouls.
Well, yeah. You know,
I think he said it's what, 11 points,
oh,
14
he's foul
points, something
trouble.
Like that?
4 fouls. Yep, here's the foul trouble.
Yeah. Well, wow. I think we're going to congratulate the Kansas City
and
his
singing.
And you know what? North Carolina was a disappointment the second half of that game, but congratulations is due to those guys too for getting there, you know. Much kudos to Kansas for just like dominating
yeah.
that second half. Serious, you know.
Yeah,
so,
but I'm gonna give a flower to Villanova.
Jayhawk, you gotta say Rock Chalk Jayhawk. You know, they model.
Rock Chalk, right. 563-999-3782. When we come back, it's the Laker Trade Talk, y'all.
Yeah. 3 in the morning on the West Side Highway, yeah. Top down,
the
baby.
Motivation for me,
Blueprint, baby.
Has been telling me what I could not be. Oh, well.
Special dedication.
Hey.
Thank y'all. I want to thank you for the fuel.
No, really, thank you.
Hey, y'all gotta hear this shit.
Hey.
I felt so inspired by what my teacher said. Said I'd either be dead or be a reef ahead. I'm not sure if that's how adults should speak to kids. Especially when the only thing I did was speak in class. I teach his ass, even better's what my uncle said. I pop my demo tape in, start to beat my head.
Start to beat my head. Trade talk for Lakers, Anthony Davis. He's up. 3 players that may be in position to facilitate the move. We have 1, DeAndre Hunter from the Hawks.
Mm.
We have Jaylen Brown from the Celtics. And the most crazy one to me from Portland, Damian Lillard. And I just have one question to ask y'all. What in the hell does LeBron think making these straight up or LeBron lovers? Because I'm not going to put this on LeBron. But what do the LeBron lovers think that trading for either one of these 3 players is going to bring that help to the Lakers?
Who they getting rid of, you say?
Anthony Davis.
Oh.
Anthony Davis.
Well, all right then. Now it's hot to get stupid.
It kills me how owners always get rid of somebody, but they get rid of the wrong players.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I mean.
It's a funny situation on that. It's a contract
yeah.
and money. Anthony making the less
you
money.
You love LeBron
out of,
like
out of.
that you go to just – LeBron is controlling that team right now. Jeannie Buss loves,
yeah.
I mean, LeBron James, and he is controlling that team. He's mm-hmm. going to stay there until his son comes there, and then he's going to play for a year and leave. But until all they need is the Pelicans to win 1-2 games, and they're
yeah.
out. The Pelicans. Ain't got to play them.
No, they don't
play anybody.
They
mathematically too in it. No, they're not.
Oh.
They're mathematically it's still
okay.
in it. They can any combination of 2 sis and they out
okay.
sis. I'm sorry.
I feel
any combination
no, I feel
of 2 and they out sis.
They're out. Believe me, they're out.
Yeah, they out, baby. You right, sis. You right, sis. I'm sorry. Yeah, you right, sis. You was talking about the inevitability of it all.
Yeah, the inevitability, you
Matt,
know.
Be out.
Yeah, she's talking about what it all boils down to.
Exactly.
It all boils down to a Laker debacle this season. I'm serious. And the thing that kills me, I look at the players that they let go.
Yeah.
And it seems to me like those players are flourishing. You know, Kuzma might not have had the great season that the Wizards wanted him to, but Kuzma didn't really have a bad season at all. You know, Kuzma was one of the players that the Wizards began to rely on. And I can't help but to think if the Lakers still had Kuzma, how would their season have gone? You know, how would things have ended up for them? So, and, you know, I hate this part of the conversation because I always have to preface it with, I'm not a LeBron hater. I'm not a LeBron hater at all. But what
hey,
I am going to say.
We got you, KL. We got you.
Okay.
With a wink. With a wink.
Wink,
wink.
Anyway, LeBron sucks as a general manager. I think we all can agree on that. I think we all will agree on that. He sucks as a general manager, for real.
Yeah.
I mean,
so did Michael Jordan.
Like Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Michael Jordan did. But
we all exist.
Y'all sharing the same brain today or something. But y'all brought up Michael Jordan, right? The six.
No, we were just saying in reference. We weren't really trying to talk about it, but I just
don't back out. Don't.
No, I ain't backing out. Sounds like me wanna.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Woo. Yeah. He sucked as a GM. We all know when it came down to it, Michael sucked as a general manager. But how great was he as a player? How great was he as a player? Can you say
he was okay
about LeBron? What?
Yes. They both was okay.
No. Mike was better than okay. And I guarantee if LeBron would want Michael's career, I guarantee you, if asked, and he honestly answered the question, he would want Mike's career every day, twice on Sunday. Trust me.
If he said he didn't,
I'd say get the hell out of here, liar.
Okay, so ask me do I want Swaggy P. Ask me do I want anybody. Yes.
Well, as a Chicago fan, I would think you love Mike.
Thank you. I was about to say that. I like Mike.
I got the people that I love. Y'all don't. Hey, calm down.
This
he
is
not,
the same
he not the
dude.
He's not the whole team. He's not the whole team, sirs.
You was Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman was out there doing well
that's
what the heck they
man,
wanted
Dennis
to do.
Rodman.
Yes, he was.
That's my man, Dennis Rodman.
He was, Michael Jordan was y'all. The whole team. That, this
okay,
the only dude. This the only dude you would know that would play a game with a flu and get carried off the court.
He's the only one that we knew about back, you know what I'm
and
saying?
And they pumped it up and made a big,
yeah,
big think
about
it.
Come on, man.
Other people
look, y'all, I've been putting this man up this
too
much. I love Mike. Don't get it twisted. I love Mike. I love him.
LeBron James, not on Michael Jordan's shoes.
I definitely love Michael Jordan more than I love LeBron. I definitely do.
Can I assist? I want to say this. I'm going to give LeBron James his credit for being the best player for this generation that's on the court right now that he came along with. I'm not going to compare him to Kareem or Magic right. or any of them or Michael. I'm gonna leave that alone. I feel like I've been wrong because each one of them players were great during their time. Did LeBron do what Michael did? No. But he still won, and he still is a great player. Do I like him? No. But who am I? You know, I'm a fan. You know, I'm a fan. And when LeBron James comes on TV, I got the TV on if I'm watching basketball, like the rest of us. So you got to give him his props for being a good player for his generation. That's all I'm
saying. Anything, yeah, because as soon as they say his name, you want to turn the TV on. So he making money, putting seats in them, butts in them seats. So,
yep.
Treats, I beg to differ.
Okay.
In the past.
In this tangerine.
They said his name. In the past, mm-hmm. when they said his name, we wanted to turn mm-hmm. the TV on. And you know what? I'll take that back. There are still some people who want to turn the TV on, but my question is, in what capacity are you turning it on so that you have something negative to say, or are you turning it on because you're expecting something great?
Right.
You know,
hey, Muhammad Ali used to say half of the 75% of the people in the audience want to see me get beat anyway, but it doesn't matter because they had to pay $100 to get in here to see me.
Exactly. Funny you should bring
up everybody hates the greatest.
I put a post up on Tails Corner with Ali in the corner. And they were playing the song MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This. And Ali did not get touched at all. And I was just like, wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about one of the greatest. You talking about one of the greatest. At point blank range, you could not find a way to attack this man. One of the greatest. You ever did. Shout out to Muhammad Ali, man. Shout out to my mama.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
But yes. Thank you, Tree. Rest in peace. Who do you guys think it'll be? DeAndre Hunter, Jaylen Brown, or Damian Lillard? I don't see the Celtics letting Jaylen Brown go. I don't see the Hawks.
It's gonna have to be DeAndre Hunter.
I don't know.
It's
going
to have to be.
I don't know. Because Damian Lillard has been talking about getting out of Portland anyway.
Yeah, but he ain't trying to go to LA.
That's what I was getting ready to say, kid. No, he ain't trying to go to LA.
No.
Yep.
He ain't trying to go to LA. He's not no fool.
Damian, I think the best place for him to go is to Boston for Damian Lillard. I think that's where you're going to – if he get traded to Boston, Celtics could very well have a ring.
I don't know.
He's a different type. I don't think they need that type of guard because he needs the ball also, you know. And you already got it working with Jaylen. You figured out that chemistry between Jaylen and Tatum. So you don't want to mess that up. You don't need a guard dominating – a ball-dominating guard on that team.
When Tatum was hurt, Jaylen was the one who held that team together. So, I mean, that'd be crazy to let that man go like that.
That's that 1-2 punch. You know, after Smart called him out, and told him, hey, look, we got to pass the ball, play ball. We got to do all this and that. He the glue. Smart is that glue to that team. Them two young boys are the superstar. You'd be crazy if you break that up. Build around them. They got back Tice. So Boston is looking real good. They're looking real good now. If only Williams was not hurt. But he was doing the time, Lord. He was doing pretty good, but he got hurt, so that's going to hurt them. They need a little bit more height. No. But I wouldn't do that. Don't bring Damian to Boston.
I think the Lakers should let go of Peanut Brittle. Let's send him someplace else. I mean, why would the Pelicans let him go?
Wait a them cars back up. Wait a minute.
Anthony Davis, yeah. he gets hurt putting his socks on, man. Give me a break with this guy.
I can't right now.
We got Thumbhead and we got Peanut Brittle.
Yes.
Peanut Brittle. Hey,
leaving the kid.
Yes.
Peanut Brittle.
Look, like, I don't know what kind of. I think if they get rid of Anthony Davis, they gonna be in worse trouble than they think. Man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but since when you watch him now, he's like 26, 27, something like that. But when you watch him now, sis, the Lakers ain't that far from being the worst team in the West right now. They're not that far from it. You know? Mm-hmm. So all I'm saying is get rid of Anthony Davis now and start rebuilding your team, and that's where that's where organizations fall short. That you don't never want to rebuild.
57, they was already rebuilding. Look, they need to get rid of Carmelo, Westbrook, and Avery Bradley. They need to get rid of all them old dudes. They need to get rid of them. All them old people. They need to get LeBron.
I mean,
he can stay because he's LeBron. You know, he can come off the bench. But all them other dudes are
old.
That's what they need to get rid of.
I don't call it rebuilding when you got a bunch of old players, though, sis. You know, I just call it, you just reallocated or whatever. You ain't got some bunch of old guys that are hanging out. But, you know, rebuilding to me when you go get your, you know, like we do in baseball. Farm club.
So they doing what we doing right now, hanging on the corner.
You're hanging on the corner. Exactly.
They doing rec ball. That's what they doing. They doing
what
rec ball.
What you just said is the problem. What you just said, Treat, is the problem. We're going to let LeBron stay because LeBron is LeBron. No.
And
we're going to get rid of
everybody. No, I said he can come off the bench if you want to keep him. But get rid of him, too. Yeah, get rid of him, too.
Yeah, exactly. If we're going to go with one mantra, get rid of the old, then LeBron falls in that category as well.
He was falling in it.
Go ahead, Ted.
Let me put this spin on real quick to say this.
Why you
LeBron is very calculating. He's very calculated. I think his mission was to come to the Lakers because he destroyed the Lakers thing. His mission was to come to erase Kobe's legacy, try to erase Kobe's legacy, and also to capture that scoring title to erase Kareem. And then go back. He finna go back to Cleveland when it's all said and done. Okay.
Well, it's all said and done. It's all said and it's done.
Well, next year or the year after that, he gonna end up in Cleveland, his hometown. Watch.
So what does he say in the game? What does he say in the game going to L.A.? He didn't diminish Kobe.
Right.
And what Kobe did or Kareem. He didn't diminish.
Well, he's trying to. He's trying to, but he's not a Laker, as I say. But and so he got rid of that whole team, like you say, that whole young team that they had when LeBron came. That whole future is gone. They got rid of Ingram, was gone. Kuzma, Carson, also the boy who played with the Bulls. Ball-haired boy. So they had a nice little young team.
All of them was over there.
Yep. And LeBron saw the Lakers as the Holy Grail. He'd have been to Cleveland. He'd been to Miami, back to Cleveland. Now, where do I go to be a star at? Kobe just left. Let me go to L.A. Let me go to L.A. And here's the thing. He went to nobody wants to come here. He went to L.A. and they won a championship. I'm sorry. Nobody wants to come here.
He want an asterisk.
That was dummy, Coach.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody. Right. Let me tell you something. We don't have anybody. We need a power guy. We need a guy on the floor, and it's not Bill. We need a guy on the floor that every night he steps on the floor, the other team is worried that he's going to blow them out. We haven't had that guy in over 20 years. Mm-hmm. Come on, Wizards. Do something.
Nah, our problem is we can blow leads. We got talent, we blow leads.
Listen,
we ain't got no
y'all
talent, man.
Play y'all do. Y'all don't never want to play y'all talent. Like, y'all don't even play y'all young people. Cassius is still just riding away.
Why was Gafford in the game the other night?
He just riding
yep,
away at the
right,
end of the game. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just wasting his talent. Back and forth to G League, up here, back down there, up here. Like, man, get out of here. Them
thank
people,
you.
Look at y'all, Morant and all them. All
yeah.
them came in
guys,
with the same time. And he
is
a superstar. John Morant, they talk about him all the time. They talk about him so much that they compare him to Chris Paul and everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, let's bring my man, the Wizard historian on the line. What's up, Tank? What's up, Tank?
Why
are
you
giving
this dude
Tank?
This much credit, man? Why you
right.
do that, man? Huh?
I'm
why you this dude that much credit?
Hey, Kale's calling the family. Much to help
he can't even
hey.
Unmute himself,
hey.
Bro. Come
hey.
On, man. And I love him.
It's 50 Cent.
Man, what's up, my man, Tank?
You.
Hey,
look, I hear him 007. I hear him 57. He can't. He that's just how he is. That's the way he's just going to tell me he love me, man. He got to say something crazy to me.
I like how you handle that, Chris Rock.
Tang
Rock.
Like a fat boy love cake, baby. Like a fat boy love cake, man.
What's up, Ted? How you doing today?
Hey, that's good, big bro. How you doing there, bro?
Oh, man, I'm sitting back laughing on the corner with y'all, man. I hear y'all going in on everybody. LeBron, Michael. Y'all just going in on everybody. Miss T don't even like Michael. How you don't like Michael? You got six rings over there, young lady.
Hey,
well,
I did not say I don't like him. Hey, I did not say that.
Hey, man, I've been sitting back laughing, but I've been enjoying myself, man.
You know I love him.
We couldn't let you. We couldn't let Kale have all this hateration by itself, man. We thought he'd help him out tonight.
Exactly.
You know what? I'll be nervous by y'all. Hey, but look.
Thank
and when y'all was talking about the last
help.
Part, when y'all was talking about them young players, like John Moran now, I'm telling you, man, I know how y'all excited about all them young players over there, but one thing about it is when them young players play like that, they stock go up, and they ain't going to be able to keep them next year. Two of them leaving.
Yep.
And I guarantee you it's going to mess the team up. We're not going to – all you're going to keep hearing about is Ja Morant. And I hope he don't make no big deal with them like some of these other fools did so he can move around and try to go somewhere. Because if he end up making a big deal like Damon Lillard and them did, staying there for 7 years and all that, messing your career up because that's not what it's about with them right now. Simple as that.
Right,
yep.
Right.
He,
I agree.
Then they ain't going to be
agree.
Able to get nobody over there to play with him. And then we're going to say, dang, they ran Youngin in the ground.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Bore him out. But okay, so what's the point of drafting these young players if you're not going to play? We already know the
hey,
stock going to go
that's
up.
Why, that's
we
why we say don't. Listen to me. That's why I wish that they all could just really stay for their 4 years, at least 3 to 4 years, all at 1 and 2. That's what messes it up. Miss T has been messed up for the last 15 years.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what messed it up. Keep them boys in college. Let them learn, especially how to do their money. Put them in business classes. Because like y'all keep saying, all of us, when they come out young, making all this money, look what they do. Some of them lose control. And I understand it. Because I know I might have, I ain't going to say I would have lost control, but I ain't no telling what I would have did.
Right.
I would have lost control.
I'm
telling you now.
I know I got a hell of a support system around me. But what I'm saying is they still on their own in other cities by themselves, some of them. A lot of them not at home.
No,
right.
I'm saying I would have lost control, too. At some point, at one of these vineyards somewhere, I've dropped a couple of grains somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody even know about it. I just dropped them grains.
I'd have not wanted to make a team flight on one of these trips. I know that.
They need to
I need is my PlayStation. Only thing I need is a PlayStation, the hotel room, and play 2K.
First of all, when you say hotel room, you messed up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. we know you the bear worn sack like a mug.
Exactly.
For real. In your hotel.
Yeah.
I mean, but look at players like Rui Hachimura at the beginning of this season. No one can figure what's going on with him. You got all the money in the world. You playing the sport that you love for a living. What the heck is wrong with you? He comes out and says he's homesick. He missed home. He misses home. He missed his mom's cooking, you know?
He was depressed.
Yes. So there are a myriad of reasons as to why these guys would fail. But like Tank just said, I'm with go back to at least four years of college, man. Make it mandatory. Make these guys have to go to school to get things in order, man. Give them a mandatory finance class, you know, investments. Because a lot of these athletes, they're not losing their money to bad investments. They're losing their money to bad people around them, investing in the wrong people. So, you know, just get it back to what it used to be.
The only way it's going to get there is these owners got to stop being so hungry, trying to make so much money, trying to grab the best talent that they see, thinking they can hurry up and grab them in 2 years. It starts with them. That ain't going to never happen. So we're going to keep going through this.
Well,
you're right, Tank.
From the owner's point of view, that's what they're supposed to do.
But you want them to stay for 4 years. So hopefully they should start saying, we see that this has been wrong for amount of years. We need to change this. At least three. Say to you a junior.
Right.
All that sophomore, no. That's when they too young.
Right.
You don't even know how to handle $50,000. Somebody give you a checkbook and tell you got the access to $15 million. You ain't never dealt with $50 before.
And don't get me wrong. Some of them guys jump out there and do it because it helped their family out, and I'm with all that. But still, they need to. That's why I was happy when they said they was going to start paying them players in college too, because that's what they need to do. Maybe it will keep them guys in college for three to four years now. Because they ain't got to be pressed to run out, because they'll be able to send some money home to their parents.
And hey, you just hit it on the head. That's why they're doing it right there. Keep these guys in college. Let them make that money. No, I'm sorry, Kale. I didn't mean to cut across you, bro. Go ahead. I apologize.
No. I'm just going to say, I look at players like Chris Webber walking in the mall, see his whole outfit on sale and Foot Locker, and he don't even have money to buy something to eat, you know? That's crazy to me. That's crazy to me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
NCAA is probably doing something right.
Yeah.
Something you said earlier that I wanted to comment on, when you said how come they don't play these guys. They run and draft them, but they don't play them. All of us that played basketball that have played basketball before or coached it or whatever game, coaches got seven guys. They got seven guys that they play. And they, not everybody's like Popovich where they play everybody on the team. They got this book that says, my first seven guys is who I play. And then once the game starts, they forget about the other four that they got over there, five that they got over there. They just start playing.
Somebody in trouble. Yeah,
exactly. Let somebody in trouble. Or you got a good assistant coach or good assistant coaches that say, hey, we got to get homeboy in the game because he's up.
Mm-hmm.
But Hubert, that's what happened to Hubert Davis last night. He never put in his other people in there when they were struggling.
They were struggling. You ain't lying, 57. You ain't lying. You ain't lying. Yeah, I kept saying, but take him out. Even Love, he Love was so hurt. He had to limp that. And then Kansas City, let me tell you how classy they were, because I would have dogged them at this point. When Baycock got hurt, they didn't even run, you know what I'm saying, run the offense and go down there and score. They went down there and stopped and let him hop down there so they can call a timeout.
Yeah,
yep, he sure did.
Did y'all see that part?
Sure did. Yep.
Yeah.
Brother Kel,
go ahead, Ronnie. Lady T and 57, everybody, there's something I need to talk about. And, you know, it deals with the Final Four. Coach K, not once he did this once, not once, he did it twice. There was players under the button, like, you know, what you spoke about, Brother Kel, you can't be throwing, you know, say, cussing your players out, can't be, you know, saying, downgrading your player. Hey, look, this dude did it again. He had this dude threw one of his players under the bus. I don't think that's qualify him for Coach of the Year for 20 years for that. Because you're not showing no great example or being a role model for real. To me.
You can't.
Who are you talking about?
You can't
Coach
make
K.
public spectacles.
Coach K.
Yeah, you can't.
Well,
make
he ain't gonna be coaching no more anyway. You gotta worry about him. He retired.
Right.
True.
Right. Right.
And I think we already discussed this one, and we disagreed very mightily with one another. So I'm gonna let this one go.
This one right here. He's 57. He's right. He can't be throwing his players under the bus like that, bro.
Hey, I'm gonna let everybody be right if they want to be right, man. I'm gonna let it go.
Let's move on.
We've been down this lane.
Okay.
I think it says a lot about you as a coach. To do that. I'm going to just leave it at
Kel won't stop, sis. Kel won't stop.
It's a great point, you know.
You won't let it go. You won't let it go.
563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. I want to talk about Kyrie Irving. I kind of want to bring some laughter to the corner. We'll be right back.
Like I was saying,
hey, this is Jackson 5, not the Jackson 6.
You got to feel free to comment.
I can't stand your ass. You said this is Jackson 5, not the Jackson 6.
I don't know who that was singing with the background.
Ron, it's always Ron. Ron loves my musical selection, and I appreciate that.
You're doing a 57. Roof of trash can looking ass boy.
You're on the corner, baby.
Kyrie Irving was ridiculed the other night because head coach Steve Nash called on Kyrie Irving to come into the game versus the Hawks. But Kyrie couldn't come in, y'all, because he was knee deep in a fruit cup break during the game. he was eating a fruit cup.
He needed his energy. He needed his orange slices.
Man, boy, this is not Little League, okay? And them Bama got juices, you know, and drink to give them all that energy and put back everything that they utilize.
But he's Kyrie. He's a buzzer.
He wasn't Charles Barkley. He wasn't eating hot dogs on the sideline.
But when your coach calls on you, being prepared is everything. Am I wrong for that or this synopsis of this situation? Your coach is calling on you, bro. Come on,
no, you
like your coach is calling him. Your team needs you, bro.
Throw that aside. Set it aside. Say, hold that for me. You know what I mean? I'll be right back. You know, put some over, or get another one.
Or take
one,
that last
squig
on the way to the court and throw it in some assistant's face on the way onto the court. I take this, hold this for me, man.
Oh boy,
he's supposed to be available. Bottom line, like you say, Kel, he's supposed to be available at all times. That's your job.
Yep.
That's your
supposed
job.
To be eating on the job anyway.
I can't say that. I mean. They can do whatever, but when it's time for you to come in the game, come in the game. Your team and your coach need you. So,
yeah. But you know, Ron, they all eat some type of fruit now during the game, banana or something.
Yeah.
You know, they all carry that to get that energy back.
Energy. Yeah.
What a fruit cup!
Wow. You're supposed to be ready to go. Yeah, you're supposed to be ready to go into the game. You got a spoon and a fork. You over there like you sat down to eat lunch.
That's entertainment.
You're paid by the net, not dough.
Yeah, you're like
dough.
You're like, damn, man, this ain't Ruth Chris, man. We got a game going on.
You know.
Well, like I say, that's Kyrie. He's special.
He thought he was playing the TV, eating a fruit cup.
I don't want to be Stephen A. Smith. I don't want to be Stephen A. Smith and make a huge deal out of it. But, dog, your team needs you. And you're eating a fruit cup. And we have to wait for the whole season.
You ain't even hardly been there for the whole season. You better get all the minutes you can, you know? Come on, dude.
Right, right.
Make up for the time when you wasn't here. Make up for that time, man.
How much energy do you really need to rebuild?
Well, he ain't been playing. It's a difference. It's a difference running up and down that court. It's different.
How much energy? You ain't been there the whole year. What you need to do?
Exactly.
And they lost their last two games, so I know.
But she's in game shape.
Yeah.
Well,
the fruit cup game. Last two games. The fruit cup game and all. They lost that game.
The fruit cup game.
They play tonight. They play the Rockets tonight.
Can I ask a question? I don't want to get my head snapped off when I ask this question. Sis, what's going on with Chicago, baby?
What's happening with Chicago? Uh-oh. I don't know. You ain't going to get your head snapped off because I'm asking the same thing, and I'm over here getting ready to get it. I got to take my blood pressure medicine every time I talk about it.
No, I'm going to call Michael Jordan. I say Michael Jordan is going to come
back.
I think he's going to come back.
That's what I don't want.
Maybe we need Derrick Rose to come back. I don't know, but I hear you, Lady T. I don't know what's going on with the Chi-Town Bulls.
I
don't know what's going on with us.
I need the people, yes, but I need the people that we got, Ted. I need them to act like we was number one at the beginning of the season. I need them to act like we was number one.
I was talking with Taylor, and I was like, the Eastern Conference has been up and down. You had the Bulls was number one at one point. You had Cleveland was number one. You had all these teams. But all those teams that was up in the first half of it, now they're down towards the bottom. I'm like, the Bulls is fifth. I'm like, what is going on? But we had injuries.
No,
we had a whole bunch of things going on. But other teams had injuries, too. But
bruh,
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Hey, bro, I'm sorry to tell you this. I am so sorry to tell you this. We are six.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
And
I agree.
Do you guys remember ever being a season where seeding and positioning had flip-flopped like this so close to the playoffs?
Wait.
You know?
Oh, my gracious. It's worrying me, Kel. I don't know what's going on, but I might need you to hold my hand now.
Y'all wanted parity. Here it is. Y'all wanted parity. Y'all wanted the league to be balanced.
About no parity. I didn't say that. That wasn't me.
I mean, can you really say parity? Can I say that? Can you really say parity with the COVID people in and out? You got a lot of injuries.
COVID. COVID is over.
Overall, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me finish. I'm just saying overall of makes of teams. Never, no team has really had their full team for different various reasons at some point of these seasons lately.
Injuries are part of the game. Injuries are part of the game. Injuries are part of the game.
Injuries are part of the game.
You know, that's right.
I'm not making no excuses.
All of that is part of the game.
You guys are talking about parity.
The parity is there. That's why you got people. That's why you got teams going up and down, going up and down. Then nobody said it was a problem. You the one talking. You brought up this conversation. Nobody said it was a problem.
I did not bring it up, so don't say that, man. Quit saying
that.
No,
you said this part. This part. Hey, bro, you brought up this part of the conversation. We didn't.
No,
I did not bring up about parity.
Well, all righty then.
This part. This part of the conversation. We brought up parody, but you brought up this part, Ted. Own up to your stuff. Say it with your chest, baby. You're on the corner.
Because y'all the ones said that you wanted parody. Right or wrong?
No, we didn't say we wanted parody. We said that you have parody. Say the words correctly,
man.
Say them correctly. Say them correctly, Ted.
Move on, boy.
Hold
on,
correct when you say it, Ted. If you don't know, Ted, say you don't know, man. It ain't no harm in saying that. It ain't no harm in being wrong. I've been wrong a lot.
There you go.
I've been wrong a lot.
Hold on.
The whole parody conversation. I was the one that brought up, remember, guys, I was the one that said, have we ever seen a playoff season going into end of the season, going into the playoff season with this much back and forth? A team seeding are flip-flopping between one game to another. That's what I asked. That's what I'm saying.
And then 57 said, no, hold on, Jeff, because you've been talking too much, man.
Hey, man. Oh, yeah, grow up, man. Give me a break. We passed that.
Kelly
trying to explain something else, man. Give me a break.
Right. Let him finish. Let him finish, y'all. Finish.
Wow. Okay.
Hold on, Ted. Wait a minute. Go ahead, Kel. Go ahead, Kel.
Here's what we're going to do. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782.
Boy, you got it.
3782. When we come back, we're going to discuss this. Hey, y'all got me thrown off, man. We're going to discuss.
We'll be right back, you guys. We'll be right back.
There we go. Baker Mayfield.
With the help of our tree.
Baker Mayfield. Y'all crazy, man. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, all right. Well, we're going to do like this.
To over-talk people, but can't nobody.
What was you doing eating a fruit cup? What was you doing eating a fruit cup?
Yeah. That fruit cup got a hold to me, man.
Everybody do that. You ready to go to break?
Yeah, I'm trying to. This y'all ain't trying to let me go get nothing on, man. What's going on?
Don't touch that stereo. Don't touch that stereo.
Don't touch that stereo.
Come on,
you know?
Don't touch that stereo.
Don't touch that
stereo. Hey, come on, Ron. Oh, give him something. Ron, sing for him.
Okay, so listen, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all about TNT Fashions while he gets this together. How about that? How about I tell you guys to go on TNT Fashions and pick up a sweatsuit or two. You guys can go there and shop and, you know, do all your summer shopping. You can do whatever you want on the site. Go there. You will love it. If you need electrical work done in your home, you can also call Mac and Gordon and Mac Electric. Okay?
Oh, it ain't them last people you used, is it?
Michael, where's Ron?
I cannot stand him.
You know.
Oh, man, I love y'all, man. I love you. I couldn't wait to see
him. Hey, Ron, something wrong with him.
Hey, this dude, he's gone, yeah.
Boy, here we go. Boy, I tell you, there's nothing like an evening on the corner. Y'all bammers, boy. I swear to goodness.
Best person of the month, no hitting.
Yeah, it always does, man. 3 teams. Baker Mayfield should demand a trade to. 3 teams that Baker Mayfield should demand a trade to. Number one.
Let's go.
Seattle Seahawks.
Whoa.
Number two, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
There you go, Pittsburgh
Steelers. And number three, the Denver Broncos. And I don't really see the Denver Broncos as a spot for Baker Mayfield for real. I just don't. But those first two, Seattle and Pittsburgh, I think that they have the players around him. I think that they would have the proper setup for success for him. And I really wouldn't mind seeing him there. What do you guys think? That's Seattle and Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh is a perfect place. I mean, you in the familiar, you be in the familiar territory.
What?
You'll be playing Cleveland twice a year. You play the AFC.
We don't want Baker Mayfield, bro. We don't want Baker Mayfield.
Oh, so you gonna keep trashing? You love to
trash.
We
gonna go ahead and keep Trubisky, and we gonna draft Willis. And he's gonna sit behind Trubisky and learn. Yeah, but we don't need Baker Mayfield. We don't want him. No.
Yes, y'all do.
I think that would be a good pickup for y'all, 57. Seriously.
Hey, Kel, I'm listening.
Our
season is not gonna be a great season anyway next year. Let's be real. We're not gonna have a great season next year anyway. So let's go ahead and rebuild.
Mason Rudolph.
But we don't need Baker Mayfield just to be back there, man, just so we said we got a quarterback. You know, let's use what we got to get a better team, to build a better team. You know, Don't spend a whole lot of money on a guy we don't need. No, that's wasting money.
You don't have to spend a whole lot. You're not going to have to.
You
got to
give him at least $15 million a year. You got to give him at least $15 million a year.
That's at least
$15 million a year.
But that is anyone that you have back there. And you're telling me honestly, 57, you see Mason Rudolph, giving you more from the quarterback position than Baker Mayfield?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we don't need to go get a Baker Mayfield when we need to do other things on our team. We don't need to spend our money on a Baker Mayfield. Let's go ahead and draft a quarterback that's going to fit into our scheme. As our team begins to rebuild, he'll rebuild with our team. He'll be just like Ben was when we brought Ben in. Ben sat on the bench for a year and watched, and then we brought him in. Don't go out here and hire Baker Mayfield and pay him all that money, and he's a used-up quarterback. Let's build for the future. Stop these old guys paying your money on these old guys. He is used up, man. If he wasn't used up, Cleveland wouldn't get rid of him, bruh. You don't get rid of a good quarterback.
You don't get rid of a good quarterback. You are 100% on that, 57. No one throws away a good quarterback. You're 100% correct on that. But I also believe that the circumstance and situation, just that those guys never believed in Baker Mayfield. They never trusted in Baker Mayfield. And it was almost as if they were always looking around for the next best thing when it came to Baker Mayfield. So I believe Tomlin, if he was to get his hands on Baker Mayfield, he would show Baker Mayfield something that Baker Mayfield has never been shown. And that's confidence from your coaching staff. That's confidence from your coaching staff and belief in your ability.
Well, Kale, I hate to disagree with you, Kale, but our coach, first time I agree with him on this thing, our coach just said he wants Willis, he wants a mobile quarterback, something he hasn't had before, that can move around in the pocket according to the way they play right now. We don't need no more Bruce Smiths and Deion Sanders. Let another team spend their money to bring in these old players so they can win all of a sudden.
I just mentioned your team.
I said Bruce Smith. I ain't saying nothing about your team.
We know where you're going there with that 57. You slip.
Come on, Ron.
Put Baker Mayfield in the same conversation with Bruce Smith and Deion Sanders, bro. Tell me you understand that, bro.
He went around the ball.
I'm just letting you know that apparently some people thought that these people still had it in them and could come out there and take them to the promised land, you know, like Moses. But it turned out that these two people were
not like Moses.
But they turned out instead of being somebody that to divide the sea, they was just some ducks sitting on the farm.
Did he say Moses?
Moses. He said Moses.
I can't.
So 57, you gonna reject him in Pittsburgh? What do you think about the Seahawks?
They need it. They could use him. Because they already got a good offensive line and a good offense. They could use him. They don't need to do a whole lot of rebuilding like we do. They could use him.
Right. I don't know about Seahawks, Seattle's offensive line. I don't have that much confidence in them. You know what? And we really haven't talked about that a lot, but that was kind of a credit of Russell Wilson. They could never put a team together, get the players that he wanted because how much he was getting paid. And now you just go on abandon ship. And now you just going to abandon ship and roll out, you know, because you're saying they don't have adequate players that you feel the team needs. Bruh.
Yeah.
Get some of that money back.
Yeah. I don't think that's what happened. I think Russell Westbrook got tired of being in Seattle and looking at videos of Russell Wilson being in Seattle and got tired of watching his wife down near Corkin, and she three states from him. So he said, "Hey, get me up out of here. I need to get closer to my wife."
She was nothing like Lala was for Carmelo Anthony. She wasn't. Not at all. You know, Sierra really, truly has been the ultimate hot society wife. You know what I mean? Because we haven't heard any, and I mean anything, regarding Sierra. I remember Beyonce pictures was going around on the internet. She was sitting down on a talk show, and everybody was like, a pregnant woman's stomach doesn't fold like that. You know? Almost every wife, every Hollywood wife has had something on them, put out about them. Sierra's about the only one I could think of that really hasn't had anything. So,
yeah, that's true.
She hasn't had nothing since she's been with him, but she had a lot when she was with her first baby dad.
Yeah, I did mine in my early years. I'm great.
If we keep it in
like I said, 57, Baker Mayfield just might need to change the scenery.
Yeah.
You might get the best Baker Mayfield in Pittsburgh. You just might.
No, we're going to roll the dice. We're going to run with the dice we already rolled, man.
I know that's right.
That
I know that's right.
From Mason Rudolph? Trubisky?
We're going to have four quarterbacks on our roster.
Ooh.
One of them we probably going to get rid of, and then we're going to have three quarterbacks. If we can't get something out of three of them that can carry us, to sustain us through the season until we get to where we want to be, then that's the choice. That's what we got to live with. But we do not need Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, bro.
Really?
I don't know, bro.
That's how I do.
I think he's sleeping.
Huh?
I see Baker Mayfield as a better quarterback than anybody that's on your roster. For real. I see Baker Mayfield as a better quarterback.
He gets to play familiar opponents. The familiar opponents. And you get to play Cleveland again, who didn't believe in you, because you know how that do when you get traded and you play that team again. You get to play them twice. You get to play the Cincinnati Bengals twice. Who went to the Super Bowl and lost. Now you could prove that you could take Pittsburgh to the Super Bowl and win it. And then you got the Ravens. You get to play all of them. The Ravens ain't what we know the Ravens to be.
The Ravens.
Not just that, sis. Everybody got one. You got to listen to everybody's opinion. That's the thing. If you got to be a nice guy and listen to everybody's opinion, even though it's wrong.
Okay. I'm trying to help you out.
You ain't helping me.
He's saying pineapple's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, pat apples, Ron. Pat apples, oranges, apples, bananas,
bananas,
grapes,
everything.
Everything.
I knew you were going to say that.
Y'all talking about fruit cups again? We talking about fruit cups
again?
back to the damn fruit cup.
All the way around the bomb.
Again, 57.
Is Baker Mayfield a better quarterback than Carson Wentz?
Ooh.
Man, no, he's not.
You know what?
No,
you're
not.
I'm actually starting to work toward toward Team Wentz. I'm going to say that. I'm actually starting to work toward Team
Wentz. I know, that's right. There you go, bro.
Because,
hey, sis, write this down, sis. Write this date and time down, sis. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to say this. Wentz did not. What happened with the Colts was some personal business. Because Wentz didn't play bad. He didn't play terrible, I'll say, with the Colts. So it was something personal in which got Wentz away from that team. And on a trade to Washington. It wasn't nothing on the field. It was something off the field that they're not letting loose. When the coach who stood on the desk for you decides to go ahead and let you go with no known reason, it's something personal that went on, dog. It's something that they didn't like. Go ahead.
Well, piggyback off you, right?
Hold on, Ron. One minute. To answer your question, 57, yes, I would take Wentz over Baker Mayfield. Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ron.
Yep. The owner is Ray Weber's name is with the Colts. He the one that made that decision, and like you said, like the coach was like, why we gonna let him go? Okay, you lose two games, you know, they was important games, but at the end of the day, he went 9-8. You went 9-8 at the end of the day. It ain't like he went 0-17, and plus it's his first year, and so let's hope that the coach don't go backwards off this, because he. Again, he came off an injury, 2017, coming off an injury. That's hard to do. As Dak Prescott, that's very hard to do. Not too many NFL quarterbacks come back with injuries like that. And you go, you play all 17 games, and you win 9 games. I don't understand why you get rid of. But when he comes with the Commanders, we're going to win the NFC East. Because this dude got a lot to prove. That brings us to Baker Mayfield. He should come to Pittsburgh.
Come on, Devil. What you doing over there, man?
Hey, man, he drinking or eating too much, man. I don't know what's going on.
I'm writing down. I'm writing down.
It's like all of a sudden somebody shot him in the arm or something. He going to win the NFC East.
I ate a giant cup of fruit cup.
I wrote it down, y'all. Just know it.
You put something else in that fruit cup too, because I done heard a lot of people. You must got some what they call it? What they be mixing the fruit in?
No,
the drink. No, you know that drink that they be making. It's Cliff.
The lean.
No, hell no.
Wait a minute.
Not no lean. No,
that's the lean though.
Corn liquor, man. Corn liquor. Hey, man, lean. No. Hey, you putting food in lean.
Say, I ain't take no Robitussin.
Oh, man. I know that's right, 007.
That
I'm with you, bro.
On
that
girl.
That's what it means.
Damn. But.
We is winning the NFC East, though.
There you go. Big bro, I know you ain't gonna roll with that punch. I know you're gonna roll with it.
Well, first of all, I realize I have no choice, first of all. You know,
I know.
You know, it's what they're doing. I just have to go with it. And
respect.
Upon further review of the whole thing, he's a veteran quarterback. He didn't play bad last season at all.
Mm-mm.
And
nope.
And he's not a bad stopgap. He's not a bad stopgap. Right. You know, he's a guy that can come in and fill the role. He's always been. He has always been since his inception into the league. I mean, hell, he filled the role all the way for Pittsburgh until what's the guy's name? The guy that took over for Nick Foles. Until Nick Foles came in and took over for them.
He's a champion.
Pittsburgh.
And he's a champion.
Yep, called the win. He's a champion.
And hey, but Big Bruh, I'm really glad to hear you talk like this, because I believe when y'all first got him and we all was on the corner about, what was that, about a month ago now? We were saying this, and you was like, no, you was beating us across the head.
Yeah, you weren't having that, sir.
You got
yeah.
I'm glad to hear you went with me because I told you I like Wentz, too.
Thank you.
All I was thinking about was the injury side. That's all I was thinking about, the injury side and the weak offensive line that Washington had. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Y'all going to build that offensive line up, though. Yeah, I mean, I don't think Daniel is going to be too crazy. And let's talk about the elephant in the room about Commanders and these ticket sales.
Uh-oh.
What ticket sales? Hey, excuse me. Can I break in real quick? Hey, listen, y'all. I apologize, but I got to go. I enjoyed the day, but I got some things I need to take care of, so I'm going to have to miss out on the last 15 minutes. Thank you, Kel's Corner. I love y'all, man. Everybody on here, I appreciate everything. And just thank you. I'll talk to you again.
Talk to somebody else, man. We talk to you. We talk to you on Thursday, man. See you later.
I wasn't talking to you anyway, Tang. Hey, I won't talk to you anyway, Tang.
Hey, quick.
Won't get Baker Mayfield 57.
Yeah, think about getting 50
Baker Mayfield
while you're
doing your errands. You know what? Y'all
paying. Bill, you going to ask me a question? Oh, man, everything's went great, man.
Between my
family and my wife's family, bruh, it's been absolutely wonderful. It's been absolutely wonderful, you know. So I just thank God for it, you know.
Oh, good.
All right, man.
Good job.
Amen.
Beautiful. All right, so we'll talk to you Thursday.
Yeah.
All right. So,
see you later, folks.
So, now that 57 is gone, I really think Baker Mayfield would be a good fit for Pittsburgh.
I do. I ain't even mad at you, Cam. Go on and switch that subject right on back. No.
No.
I ain't mad at you.
Start this thing off right. We got bacon.
Yeah.
I really think he'd be a great fit for Pittsburgh, man. Seriously.
But, bro, I believe he'd be all right over there, too, though. I was thinking about it, man. He wouldn't be bad.
Oh,
I think he'd be more under control because Tomlinson and them ain't going to go for that just do anything that you want to do out there on the field. I think that'd be nice for him over there.
Willy-nilly. That ain't gonna, Tomlinson ain't going to have that willy-nilly. Not at all.
Exactly. Willy-nilly. There you go.
Not at all. Oh, I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100% on that. I do. But I'm telling you,
and they be,
I look at what,
be,
I look at what they have. I don't know, Ron. I think I look at what they have, and they'll have better quarterback play. But Super Bowl contenders, I got to shake my head on that one. I don't know.
But when Ron was going down the line where he'd be playing the same people, I was agreeing with him on that too. And I ain't gonna say Super Bowl contenders, but they'd definitely make that playoffs, I believe, if they did
that
have
playoffs. Yeah.
I definitely believe they'd be in there. And I ain't saying they're gonna go far, but I believe they'd make it.
Well, the thing about that is they haven't been in what, how many years now? So
a thousand
to make it.
I just said that because I ain't feel like counting, bro. I'm sorry. I apologize. I take that back.
Y'all going.
Yeah, Pittsburgh has been the playoffs in 20 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
No, you said Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh.
I can't laugh because my team is holding that mantle real good as far as no appearances at all. So, you know.
Man, my team, you know, my nerve, they keep getting in and getting turned away. Like, we don't want none of them cookies. Y'all can take them back home.
You know what? You make me sick. I'm going to tell you that right now. You make me sick. Because it was an Garoppolo today, and I was like, ooh, yeah, we can talk about this on the show. And it just dawned on me. It was like, for real, I got a little caption in my head of you going to hell on all of us. So I said, no, I'm going to leave that alone.
But bring it up, man.
I ain't going to mess with that.
She ain't going to have
no.
Yeah. Bring it up, man. Come on, big breakfast.
I'm not messing. Look, that's my call.
Okay.
Thursday.
It's
all Thursday.
I was
like, we can't do that on Tuesday. We're going to get the ugly side of the street.
Let me tell y'all something. On Thursday, Tuesday, hey, I'm going to have so much to come back.
Hey, look, I can see her right now walking around. Hey, look at this. I would kill her.
Oh, I got my notebook. My pen and my notebook. I'll be searching for stuff to talk about.
I ain't mad at you. Ain't nothing like telling somebody shut up with facts. You know what I'm saying?
With facts.
That's a beautiful thing. But yeah, I was looking at that article yesterday. I was like, damn, Joe, I would love to talk about this on this show. But I ain't messing with you. It was something about Garoppolo burning the 49ers again. And I was like, oh, hell nah. We will not talk about this.
See, you're trying to slick talk about it right now, bro. That's what you're doing. You're trying to slick talk about it right now. But I'm going to let you go ahead and clean it off.
Come on, but see, we got to get it ready for Thursday.
Go ahead, get it off, because this is all y'all going to get off. Y'all better get it right now.
Hey, look, we're going to bring out the Penny Annie Tristan. Tree Shetty on your house, for real. She's coming. She's coming with it, though.
Come on, man. Hey, bro. You know, I got some comeback on y'all. I'm going to say my last words on the show. I'm going to say is about this whole thing, ticket sales. That's all I'm going to say.
I ain't doing it. That's right. So y'all better be here or be square on Thursday,
because Thursday show gonna be lit. Get your popcorn, baby. Terrell Orange will be in the house.
Tree, tell me, what is the story behind that? ticket sales thing? Tell me, because I missed that one. What is the story behind that?
Man, they said that's not a feeling.
Yep. Oh, Tell myself.
Oh, my
ain't that dumb.
Nah, it's laundering money. He being smart. He laundering that money under the table. But he said, in his defense, he said he ain't know nothing about it. He ain't had nothing to do with it, and he ain't know nothing about it.
He better not know nothing about it.
Who is he black?
Because the owner's going to kick him out.
They trying to take the team now. Like, it's serious. They calling for his head.
Oh, for real?
If 24 owners want him out, he's gone.
Yeah,
he's
they
gone.
Did. They yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
It's in the hands of 24 individuals.
Y'all
know that
24 out of 32.
All right, that's enough of talking about them right now, because I'm going to need the rest of this ammunition for Thursday. That is a sneak peek of what's going on for Thursday, people. If you want to hear the rest of this show, you're going to have to tune in on Thursday show, people. That is it for that conversation. You're going to have to tune in.
In the words of the great Florida Evans, damn. Always the man.
And you
guys, freedom, man.
I hate to say this, y'all. I really do. But this clock is staring me in the face, and it's looking at me saying, we got to get up out of here.
Till Thursday.
Yep.
Damn,
that's what it says to me. Yep. Say it again, bro. Damn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on with it, Tree. Come on with it.
Okay, here we go. Kayla Ms. T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner and online, you guys. Kayla Ms. T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow or Thursday, you guys. Kayla Ms. T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. You got the number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us at Kale's Corner on Facebook, and you guys can also follow us on Instagram at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log in online on blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean. You guys, it was a great show. We love you guys. Love somebody. Tell somebody you love them. Give them all the flowers in the world, you guys. Just make sure that they feel your love. They feel it on them. You guys, be safe, and I'll see you guys right back here on Thursday at 5 p.m. Be safe, you guys.
All right. We again, thank you to all our online listeners, all our in-studio listeners. I thank you guys. I thank you, and I appreciate you guys, because I see the numbers. I see the growth. I see this show becoming what we actually dreamed it to be, and that is directly because of you all of you. And I can't thank you enough. Don't forget, get that fashion up to date with Lady T, with TNT Fashion. Don't forget, you need that electrical work done. Gordon and Mack Electric, 202-749-6686. And we'll get with y'all on Thursday. Love somebody. Show them that you really, really love them. All right, here we go.
Around today to be available for you to see. yeah, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone, forget to reach it by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket for fun. Get the message over to you now.